Social media is such fun, isn't it? This morning I did an experiment, and this audio boo is going to fill you in on what the experiment was about. And the experiment involved me pretending something and also telling a truth. So I begin with the truth part of it, is that I decided I wanted to contribute some money to a charity. I decided I wanted to give a small amount of money to a charity, but I wasn't prepared to spend a lot of time giving it to the charity. So what I did was, I knowing that there was a big conference of fundraisers taking place in Dublin this morning, I decided I'd send a tweet to the conference, to the hashtag of the conference, telling the fundraisers that I had some money I wanted to give away to the charity who would make it easiest for me to contribute the money to, from my iPhone. In other words, I wanted to give money, but I didn't want it to take me a very long time to give the money. I wanted to be able to give it quickly, and the method of choice would be that I could do it off my iPhone, just as I'm recording this audio boo on the iPhone. So I put the hashtag in front of the tweet, and I tweeted maybe three or four times the invitation to fundraisers at this conference to basically get the money. And I said in one tweet, but I didn't repeat it, that this was a competition. And in my own mind, it was a competition. I was going to give it to whichever one could take the money in the fewest clicks. Right, and but later on, as it went on, as I was getting a little bit more desperate for attention to this, and more keen to give my money away and finish off the project, if you like, I decided I'd bend the truth a little bit, and I started sending a tweet or two to the fundraisers saying, "Imagine that I'm from the Bill Gates Foundation, and I want to give money away." I forget the exact wording I used, but I said, "Just imagine I'm filthy rich," I said in one of the tweets. You know, and I was saying to myself, what happens if I have $1 million to give away, and I have decided that I'm going to give it to the charity that will take it from me in the fewest clicks? Now, you're probably saying to yourself, well, hang on, these are fundraisers, right? They're professional fundraisers. They're very busy at a conference, and here you are, Paul, you're interrupting them with your silly old tweets about something that they're not interested in? No, you wouldn't say that. They are actually interested in raising money for their charity, but they haven't got time for it, basically. And anyway, they know, Paul, that you're not rich, so why should they spend any time? You might even go so far as to say, look, this was an ego trip, Paul. You were just looking for attention. You know, you really don't have any money to give away. There was a serious intention behind this experiment, as I'm sure you have kind of guessed. The serious intention was that I believe that it's terribly important as we go forward into this smartphone age for all sorts of organizations to make it easy for people like me and you to do things. And in this case, we want to give our money away, and we want to give it as quickly as possible. Now, I've been really disappointed with the results so far this morning, although the deadline has elapsed now. It was, at one stage, I put up a tweet saying the deadline is 1:30, and I will give the money away. But I know how many charities have responded to my tweets, and it's disappointingly small. Now, okay, that's my problem. I'm the one with the disappointment, and that's it, and I fully accept that. And I have no kind of right to expect any kind of reciprocal behaviour in response to my tweets. But I am pleased I did this. Because I think it was only about four charities, and one of them was cheeky and said, here's my phone number, ring me up and we'll take the money from you. And I thought, well, that deserves a prize for innovation or for entrepreneurial behavior. Because, of course, on the smartphone, I could give my credit card details down the phone, and that would be it. I believe there's a huge area of development that is going to come in the very near future, and it is with giving money, and maybe other kind of giving as well. But the impulse to give money to a charity, it must be universal at times. Now, it doesn't last. In other words, I might suddenly think, oh God, I feel bad about cancer, I want to give to a cancer charity, or I'm reading about a case of what happened to somebody and I feel I want to do something. So in this day and age, I simply want to, on my smartphone, click, 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 and I want to give my money away as easily as iTunes or the Android market store will take it from me. I want to be able to give really small amounts of money. And I can't remember how many clicks it takes me to buy an app, but it should be that easy, shouldn't it, really? It really should be that easy. So those of you listening who are well connected with the world of software developers, you know, encourage them, please, to bring this tool to market. The first software developer to bring to market something which will make it easy for charities to take money off people like me. We'll get the, what do they call it, the leader's advantage or something like that. But anyway, that's this morning's experiment. I'll add a tweet or maybe a comment to this tweet later to say which is the charity to whom I'm giving my money. And I'm probably wanting to give €5, you know, not a large amount of money. But if I am really operating on behalf of the Bill Gates Foundation, it might be €5 million. Bye.